Hey everyone, welcome to this month's Inner Circle call. It's the live Q&A time. I am excited. I'm rocking and rolling. I had a great day, and it turns out that Jordan is full of energy as well, but mostly because he almost didn't make the call because they tried to shut his internet down. So, Jordan, are you still with us?
I'm here. I'm having a good day. I just lost internet for a bit, but I'm ready to go, man. Let's have some fun today.
Okay, perfect. Well, we have three callers on the line, and then I know Elise asked a question about her follow-up that we talked with her a lot on the last Q&A from last month. So, before we start bringing people online, let's just give Elise kind of a quick rundown of what you saw on her test. And obviously, we're not going to go into detail with anyone on these calls over your test because it's something personal, and normally in a consult with someone, it takes us 10 to 15 minutes to explain the actual test results, the protocols that might go along with it, and how it fits into their specific history. But, Jordan, do you want to just give Elise a little bit of an update?
Yeah, so just to give everybody a background, she sent in her results, and like Steve said, we go into pretty extensive detail with these one-on-one consults when we analyze test results. But the first thing, as a general rule, that she sent the results in, she had a total cortisol reading of 30.5. So, again, these tests that we typically recommend for adrenal fatigue, they measure your saliva four times during the day, and they take cortisol readings at each point during the day. And as you know, your cortisol rhythm will naturally go down. So it's highest in the morning, and it's supposed to be the lowest in the evening or before you go to bed. So Elise's results, initially she has a total sum cortisol of 30.5. And, it's not too bad, but we'd like to see it higher. So that cortisol reading suggests to me that she's probably at stage two on her way down toward a stage three, so getting worse. Her DHEA, which is another thing we look at, is a 3.3, which is also pretty low. We want that up around between 8 and 10, so that's on its way down as well. So she's probably a stage two, borderline stage three, looking at these results. A couple other things I noticed looking at her results, her cortisol is pretty high at night. She has, like, afternoon levels at night. You're supposed to be around a 1 in the evening before you go to bed. She's at like a 4, so that tells me she probably has a hard time going to sleep. She's probably like really amped up at night when it's time to go to bed. So there's some supplements that she could take at dinner time to help lower cortisol right before bed. She also has pretty low cortisol in the morning. So if you look at cortisol, it can almost be like units of energy. So like I said, if you have higher cortisol in the evening, it can be really amped up and hard to go to sleep. Well, in the morning, if your cortisol is low, you can actually feel like you're getting out of bed with 50%. You're running on 50% of fuel. And Elise's test results show that she has about 50% of what I should like to see for cortisol in the morning. So when she gets out of bed, she's already running on half the energy that a healthy person would be. So a couple little tweaks there to her rhythm. She needs to do something to boost her cortisol in the morning to drop it at night. And then in general, she needs to treat for probably a stage 2 adrenal fatigue case at this point, and that's about a 6-month protocol. So I don't want to spend too much time on that. I want to get some more people on the line, Steve. So if you have anything to add, feel free. But otherwise, let's get some of the live callers on the line.
Yeah, I think the only thing to add is that, if you want to try to tie some of that together, go back and listen to video one that Jordan did kind of about the cortisol rhythm in adrenal testing. And I just want to just throw it out there that if any of you guys aren't working with us, you're working with your own practitioners, that's totally fine. We don't take offense to that. But I would like to highlight that with all of these adrenal cases, you should always be using DHEA and pregnenolone together. Never use them one, just pregnenolone or just DHEA, because they both impact cortisol, and they can, just using one can get the rhythms out of balance. It can cause maybe cortisol to improve and your sex hormones to drop, or vice versa. And so we've seen and heard a lot of horror stories about practitioners who know the right tests to order, but they don't know how to administer the protocols correctly. And so just want to caution everybody who gets to listen to this about that. So the first caller I saw on the line that was here, like, probably just after I logged in, she's been waiting way too long, is Diana from New York. So I'm going to bring you on the line right now.
I think I got on like 2 minutes before you, but I thought I was going to miss out. I wasn't sure if I did it right. So hi, guys.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, I have a question for you both. I know that you both had adrenal fatigue at some point, and I know I have it. And I guess before I test for it, my guess is, assuming that I have it, what would be protocol if I wanted to treat myself? Like, what did you do to treat yourself? How long did it take, and how did you know, you know, how did you feel when you were going through it?
Well, we didn't treat ourselves. We worked with Chris Kresser and several other practitioners. So I would never advise anyone to be their own doctors. It doesn't mean you can't go ahead and, you know, acquire the skills of treating yourself. But unless you've had the actual training, I would always have a third party who's not you, kind of, you know, outside of your emotions and outside of everything that's going on in your life, taking a look at the results and what you're telling them. You know, unless you have a test results, you can't implement any of the protocols. You can do things like take adrenal herbs, and you can kind of take those sort of indefinitely because they are adaptogenic, at least certain brands that we recommend. But if you're going to use any of the bioidentical hormone protocols, which are the protocols that we use and that we use to treat our adrenal fatigue, you need to know the actual rhythm that Jordan was talking about. So that you correct not only the rhythm, but also the ratios inside of the rhythm.
Okay, so just taking like a B5 with high doses of vitamin C, you don't think would help in the time being? Because I read a lot.
I don't think you're going to hurt anything.
But you don't think it'll help? I mean, do you eventually go off these bioidentical hormones, or are you still on them? Like, could you tell me what happened with you so maybe I can?
Yeah, so you normal programs are like 6 months to up to a year. If someone's just not responding and they're not taking care of themselves, it can be, you know, longer than a year. But most people are done in 6 months to 12 months. And you literally take sublingual drops under your tongue 3 times during the day, and you retest every 6 months, you find out where you're at, and then you adjust the dosages based on the protocol. And the entire protocol is not replacement of the hormones. It's all about adjusting the actual body's biochemical pathways and resetting the brain's ability to measure what's in the blood, and then resetting the brain's feedback loops to tell the adrenals what to make and when to make it. So usually people in 6 to 12 months are tapered off the protocols and done. And at that point, as long as they continue to eat a good diet, they take stress management seriously, don't burn themselves out with some crazy exercise stuff, they don't need anything else in the long run. I mean, they might need some, you know, just multivitamins and general support supplements, or they might need to go fix another body system. But as far as adrenals go, that's it.
Okay.
That's a good point, Stephen. I'll share my personal experience going through this myself in a second, but the first thing I wanted to say is it's definitely really important that you get a test result because when you're using these bioidentical hormones, and they're very small doses under the tongue, like Steve said, so it's not like you have low vitamin C and we're replacing your vitamin C with high supplement amounts. That's not what we're doing with hormones, like he said. We're putting small doses to correct the brain communication problem. We're not trying to fill your well of cortisol back up or something like that. And that's why we don't recommend like progesterone creams or estrogen creams or anything like that. These are protocols that we're using to correct the brain and then taper off so you can go back to naturally producing everything on your own. But what I wanted to add is that it's really important to get tested because, you know, if you're a stage 1 or a stage 2 or a stage 3, that matters. The protocol is very different in the amounts of DHEA and pregnenolone that you can use to get healthy, depending on which stage you're in. So
okay.
That's why testing is so important. And that's why, you know, we don't typically recommend things like granulars. You probably read a lot about those. Some things that people can do in the meantime would be like vitamin C and adaptogenic herbs. Like we like Gaia herbs, blend of adaptogenic herbs. But again, you know, we've talked about this before, but once you're in stage 3 adrenal fatigue, you can't go meditate in a cave for a month and fix that. You have to. It's like Dr. Kalish uses this analogy where it's like you smash a wine glass on the floor and you pick up all the pieces and try to pour wine in it. It's just broke. And so when you're over the cliff in stage three, it's even more important that you have a test result to show that, because you definitely need to use some kind of therapeutic intervention. It's much more difficult to use like adaptogenic herbs and vitamins to be able to reverse something like stage three.
Okay, so you're no longer on anything now?
I'm finishing up my 6 month protocol right now. Myself, my personal experience. Steve is not on anything anymore, but in general, I wanted to share my personal experience. So I worked way too hard, and I lived a lifestyle that wasn't getting any sleep, you know, with two kids and everything. So I did some testing with Chris Kresser, and we found that it definitely wasn't stage three adrenal fatigue. So was my wife, actually. And so we both had to start protocols. And what's cool is, you know, when your DHEA is really low, that takes like 6 months to 12 months to get back in line, sometimes even longer. But you don't really feel that. What you feel is the cortisol coming back online, and that's literally like units of energy in your body. So within 2 weeks of starting the supplement protocol for stage three, like Steve said, I came back online pretty quickly. I felt like I'd been injected with life finally. You know, I wasn't having any problems like getting out of bed in the morning. I had all this energy. I didn't even, you know, I'm not even drinking coffee anymore. I just felt like someone had given me a whole new body. And it's just been getting better and better and better and better every month. So I'm actually going to be retesting soon. And for the retesting, it's really important that you back off the supplements for about, I think it's 5 days to a week on average, and then retesting. So you can see what your body's naturally producing again. And in general, you know, I'm retesting here in a bit, and I hope to be completely off the bioidentical hormones at that point. If I still need them, I will. That's fine. I'll keep taking them for a little while. I've still been working a little too hard, I got to be honest. But in general, it took about 2 weeks for me, and I just felt like I had a whole new body. And it's just continually gotten better and better and better and better. I mean, I don't crash in the afternoons anymore. I don't fall into bed at night anymore. It's just completely turned around how I feel in general. So I think I can't stress enough how important it is to know where you're at, because if you're in stage three adrenal fatigue and you're taking too much DHEA, you can get worse. And so that's why, like Steve said, it's really important that you know where you're at. So you're taking the right supplement dosages for DHEA and pregnenolone. They have different ratios for each stage that you're in.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does. Yep.
Okay.
So have you gotten testing done?
I haven't been tested. They told me to wait. My doctor, it's a different test, days 19 through 21 after the first day of my period. So I'm about a week away from being able to get tested. But I just went online and Googled like natural remedies, and it said a ton about B5 and vitamin C and high doses. So I've been just trying to self-remedy for now till I actually get the test. I plan on having it, but I didn't know if there was a natural, you know, supplement that you guys believed in or that you did in the meanwhile.
Okay. Well, that's great that you're getting it. It sounds like you're getting a 205 done. So the 205 includes more hormones than just cortisol and DHEA. That includes testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and melatonin. And the reason that you have to get it done between days 18 and 23 of the cycle is to see, they're trying to get a snapshot of your progesterone too, which is always good. But in general, that's really good that you're getting testing done. I'm really glad to see that. I think, you know, in a lot of cases, high-dose vitamin C, adaptogenic herbs, those kind of things can help. Those definitely go hand-in-hand with a good bioidentical hormone program. It really just depends on how what stage you're in, I think. And Steve, I wanted to bring it up, man. I think we forgot to do our normal thing where we have everybody share a big win. Maybe we could have Diana do that before we let her go.
Sure. I missed it. I heard my name, but a big win?
Yeah, we normally, I got excited, and normally everybody that comes on the call before we start talking about what can be improved, we always have them share one big win that they've kind of had over the last few weeks.
I'm still thinking. Pass.
All right, well, we'll give you a pass this time because I didn't make you do it right on the spot. But for everyone else on the line, it's star 2, right, Jordan, to raise your hand? Or is it star 7?
Star 2.
Okay, so if everyone else on the line, there's several of you, if you'd like to chat, if you want to be on the air, please press star 2 to get in the queue, and then I'll bring you on in order. And then from here on out, when you come on, the first thing you're going to do is going to share your big win of the month. So something that went right with your health, or maybe something that's going right in your life or your business or something. But we always want to start off in just a positive mindset, and then we'll work on whatever it is you want to work on. So the next person in the queue is Sherry from Washington. So you are live, Sherry.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's the big win for you this month?
The big win for me this month is that I can eat zucchini and avocado and almonds. And that has stabilized my weight. I was losing a pound a day, which was fine for a while and then not so fine. And so, yeah, I've stabilized at my ideal weight, and I'm thrilled about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what can we help you with today?
Well, I got my test back yesterday afternoon from the adrenal test that I took. And my curve looks like, is it all right if I just give you numbers real quick?
Is it a biohealth test, or do you know what company
it is? It's not. It is Diagnostech, which is out here in Washington. But it has the same first thing in the morning elevated and the same curve type action.
Go ahead and give us the numbers.
Okay. The morning is 31. At noon, I'm at 5. In the afternoon, I'm at 3. And at midnight, I'm at 2. And
okay.
The cortisol load is 41.
Did they give
and
you
did
a
they,
range?
Did they provide a DHEA?
They did, and my DHA is, they put me in a high DHA, so they said that it's elevated, and I have 11.
Did they give you a range for their total cortisol levels that they wanted you in?
Yes, they wanted me between 22 and 46 for the cortisol load. Is that what you mean, or you mean the morning ones?
Nope, you got it right.
Got it.
Okay, well,
so I have high DHEA.
How do you feel? Yeah, how do you feel? You know, we just heard some numbers, but how do you feel?
I'm one of those people that worked way too hard for way too many years, and so I now have about a third of the energy I did then, but I'm also 10 years older, so it's kind of confusing at 46 to, you know, is this normal that I'm 46 and I have a third of as much energy? It doesn't feel right. So, yeah, I feel tired.
Okay. How about, like, you know, brain? Are you kind of foggy? Is your memory pretty good still? Are you still
pretty
crisp and clear?
Yeah, I'm really foggy, so I'm completely – it's very hard for me to find nouns. And that's not normal. I'm a scientist, and, yeah.
Okay. And then how about, like, do you exercise? Is it much harder to exercise now?
Yeah, I go for, like, this weekend I will go for a dance camp, and I have to, like, take naps. In the afternoon I can dance every other dance, where that would have been unthinkable 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, I would say, and Jordan can definitely weigh in when I'm done here in a sec, but I would say based on what you just told me about you and your reality of what's going on in your life, you have something going on. And I would assume it's adrenal related. However, your test results actually would tell us that there's absolutely nothing wrong with your adrenals. And that brings us to the problem of Diagnostechs. So Diagnostechs and ZRT labs are the worst adrenal labs out there. I'm just going to kind of come out and say it. I didn't want to, you know, I don't know how to not be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be frank. And because Jordan and I have both been burned on spending money on tests that led us to believe that we were okay for a long time, and then we went to companies like BioHealth and Metametrics, and we got the real results. So Jordan was led to believe for a long time that he was completely fine too, and then 6 weeks later when he got his BioHealth results back, he was like completely tanked in adrenal fatigue. And you just heard him say that when he started the supplements, like, he was texting me up a storm. I couldn't keep him down. He was, like, doing all the work and everything. I was like, what has gotten into this kid? He, like, just went from barely getting by to, like, surviving on – or, like, flying on rocket fuel. It was crazy. So I assume the same thing is going on for you, and I would really urge you to get retested with BioHealth because I think your symptoms warrant it, and the diagnostics you just – the numbers you provided would – any practitioner would be like, well, no, you feel fine. There's no way you're in adrenal fatigue.
Okay. She put me on, my naturopath put me on licorice. Like, I forget what it's called. Licorice root native extract. It's supposed to keep your cortisol higher into the morning.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, but you had a 31 reading in the morning, yeah?
No. At night. In the morning, I was at 5.
Oh, 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I went from 30. Oh, no, you're right. No, the morning is 31. And from 6 to 8 a.m., I'm at 31. So that's already high.
Yeah, and what's the range there? It should be like to 22, right?
Yeah, 13 to 24. Yeah. Yeah,
you're
right.
Yeah, you're really high in the morning. So I would not be taking licorice root in the morning.
Oh, good idea.
I shouldn't say that. So you probably feel the worst in the morning, don't you?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
So again, that just goes back to what Steve said. We got to throw those test results out.
All right.
So,
that's helpful.
I wanted to add, you know, I got a ZRT lab done, just like Steve said. It said I was fine. And a few weeks later, I got the BioHealth one saying I was in stage 3 adrenal fatigue. So I was burned. I spent hundreds of dollars on the ZRT test, too, to find out that, you know, it was worthless, basically. And the first thing I would say is don't make decisions on what you're doing right now going forward off a diagnostics lab report.
Got it.
They're just unreliable. It's not that they're wrong or bad. They're just unreliable. You know, for someone to be in stage 3 adrenal fatigue like me and have a ZRT lab, for example, say I was fine, it's tough because you start to make decisions like, well, if I'm not in stage 3 adrenal fatigue, then why can't I drag my butt out of bed in the morning? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Based on what Steve said, based on how you feel right now, I would highly recommend you get a BioHealth lab done. And if you need help getting that done, email us.
Okay.
But in general, if you have someone to work with that can do BioHealth, that would be great.
And I can't remember his name because I can't remember anything, but I made an appointment with Dr. Kalish, is it?
Yes, that's who we trained
yeah.
with. That's perfect. Yeah, he'll use BioHealth with you. And he has a million stories like what I just told you about diagnostics. I think he used to know a lot more of behind-the-scenes stuff about diagnostics too. But in general, you know, you have licorice root. You can use licorice root to increase cortisol during low periods. So like in the beginning of the call, I talked about Elise having low morning cortisol. She can get up in the morning and use licorice root extract, 10 drops under the tongue, to raise cortisol levels or keep them elevated throughout the morning. That can help. However, again, it's tough because with your lab being very unreliable, I would be hesitant to do anything like that until you had a reliable lab test back.
Got it. That's super helpful.
You know, licorice root can be very helpful. For example, if you have an afternoon crash that you show on a lab result where every afternoon your cortisol tanks, you can use licorice root with lunch and bring those levels up. Same thing in the morning. And it is a very valuable tool that we use as well.
So can you explain to me what IgA is? SIGA.
Secretory IgA, yes.
What is that good for?
That is one of the most important pieces to your immune system in your gut. And I'll just let Steve go.
Okay.
Go for it, man. You started. I was talking over you.
We just get so excited about this stuff. A lot of people ask us, what's the connection between your hormones and your gut? And that's one of the main connections. When you have low DHEA, you have a low secretory IgA. And secretory IgA plays a big role in the immune health in your gut. So that's a pretty self-explanatory thing to see on a reliable lab test. If we see low DHEA, we can tell that you probably have low secretory IgA and then also low immunity in your gut. So, for example, that's why you hear a lot of typical stories about somebody who's like an investment banker. They're really stressed out. They're in stage 2 adrenal fatigue. Their DHEA is really low. They have really low secretory IgA, so their gut health is low. and then they travel to like Mexico to try to go on vacation and recoup, and they pick up a gut infection.
Mm.
And the reason that happens is because when you have low DHA, when you have low secretory IgA, your immunity in your gut is really poor, and you are a great candidate to pick up a bacterial infection or a parasite. You're a great carrier. They just jump right in there and take over. So right when we see somebody with really low DHEA, we assume low secretory IgA. The BioHealth labs specifically don't put it on the ones that we order, but it's safe to assume that. And in assuming that, know that you're a pretty good candidate for a bacterial or a parasite infection in the gut.
Okay. All right. That was just curiosity.
Yeah. Right, Steve, did I miss anything?
No, I think that was a great overview. We got some more people in the queue here, so I really appreciate Sherry coming on and asking her question.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So thanks, Sherry. And the next person who raised their hand, and for anybody else who, you know, called, somebody else just called in, and then for, you know, anybody else on the line, if after you've asked a question, if you want to get right back in the queue, go ahead and press star 2, and I'll see you get back in the queue. But the next person who had raised their hand is Sarah. So, Sarah, you are live. Share with us the one thing that went right over the last 30 days.
Hi, I'm Sarah. So my big win is I started taking, I've taken a lot of different digestive enzymes in the past, and I've shared with you guys I have, like, super severe digestive, just at, like, the upstream. I can't digest almost anything without a major reaction, and I started taking the GI Pro health enzymes that you recommended, and that has helped a lot. Like, I can digest things. There's just like a much greater sense of ease, like while I'm digesting, which is much better. And I've also just noticed, I don't know if there's a direct correlation, but my mood has been a lot better. And it's like really noticeable, and I'm like a serious tracker of, you know, what's changed and if I'm taking anything different. That's really the only change, and I've really noticed a major improvement in my mood, which is great. So that's definitely a big win.
That is so cool. Yeah, those, you said the GI Pro Health, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, those, the GI Pro Health Prozymes and the Digest Golds by Enzymedica are just, they're really powerful. And, you know, I think digestion, the gut-brain connection is so strong, and so it doesn't surprise me to hear that with better digestion, you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
So what's something we can help you with?
Yeah, I have, so I ordered all the tests through you guys, and they should probably be on their way soon. And my big question is about, I already take quite a few supplements and herbs, particularly like antifungal herbs, because they help. They really reduce my symptoms when I take a couple antifungal herbs that I take. And my question is about while I'm going through the testing, I know, I think I've done a Metametrics test before. We were supposed to stop taking everything for like 3 weeks. That's like what the pamphlet said, 3 weeks beforehand. And I was just wondering, A, if I need to stop taking everything or if it's possible to take a snapshot of just, because I'm not well at all, even with all the stuff that I'm taking, if it's possible to take a snapshot of just how things are, even if I'm on supplementation. And the reason I'm worried is just because, like, my health is in such a bad place, like, really bad place to begin with. So I'm like, so going off of the stuff that I'm on feels like I'm going to end up in the hospital or something. And I don't think anybody wants that to happen. So I just want, but I don't want to have skewed test results or just like wasted tests. So that's my big question.
I think that's not the first time I've heard that this week. It's actually the third time. So I think it's a question on a lot of people's minds. And so I just want you to, you know, I just want to thank you for being brave enough to ask it, because it is on a lot of people's minds. And I want to let you know that you're not the only person. So, yes, it does present a problem. the most, and Jordan can definitely help out on this in case I miss anything, but as far as I understand it, what is going to be impacted the most are going to be the adrenal and the female hormone panel that you ordered. I know you got the GI panels too, and the organics. And with the GI panels, if you can stop anything that's like antifungal or antibacterial, I mean, you don't have to stop eating coconut oil, but when it comes to actually taking anything that's killing something in your gut, if you can stop that for about 5 days before you begin the stool test, that'll be a big deal. And then most importantly is you do have to stop any adaptogenic herbs for the adrenals or any other herbal-based or glandular-based hormone products or bioreplacement hormones at least 5 days before you begin the adrenal or the female panel. Jordan, did you...
Sorry, go ahead.
Is there anything else that you're on, like supplements? Because a lot of things, so like multivitamins, B-complexes, vitamin C, as somebody else was talking about earlier, those things are totally fine. No need to stop those. Enzymes, HCL, all those, you can continue to take those.
That's good. I think the only thing that I would have to stop, and that this is the thing that like really impacts my health, is I take something from Metametrics Metagenics called Candibactin, which is like an antifungal and an antibacterial, and it helps me like so much. So I guess I'll do it for the test. As long as it's okay to start back up again, I couldn't do it if it's for the 30-day female hormone panel. I just can't. I'll be like so sick. I can't do it. So, but for the stool testing, I guess I'll just take a week off and be sick and hopefully get some better answers.
Yeah, I think if you can take 5 days off, do the 201, which is the adrenal cortisol rhythm, and then do the stool test, and then get back on it, and then just continue with the 208, the female hormone panel. I think that's a pretty good compromise. Jordan,
this is Jordan.
Did I miss anything there?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is with the female hormone, so with saliva testing, I'll just go through the saliva testing quickly. Three big things with saliva testing, first of all. So these are important for not skewing the saliva results. Number one is... the day that you do the 201, which is the full day saliva test, you can't have any coffee that day. That frustrates a lot of people. But no coffee the day of the full day test. That's not the 28-day panel. I'm just talking about the full day test. No coffee that day.
No caffeine in general, right? So no tea, no nothing.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, thank you. No caffeine in general. Now, when you're doing the 28-day panel, you have to do the saliva sample every other day right when you wake up. So just do the sample before you have any caffeine. But the full-day panel, no caffeine the whole day. Also important, if you're taking any under-the-tongue supplements, like a lot of people take sublingual B12 or vitamin D3. If you're taking anything...
Oh, sorry, you're broken up. Are you still there?
Stop that.
Jordan, are you still there?
Also, no steroids.
Doesn't sound like Jordan's there anymore. He's on the line, but we can't hear you, Jordan. So if you can hear me talking, whenever you can hear me talking, know that we can't hear you.
I can hear you talking. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, we got you. So you kind of cut out there when you right after you got done talking about B12 under the tongue.
Sorry, I was just saying no corticosteroids.
I can't hear Jordan anymore.
Yeah, I can't hear him either. I'll try to finish that one sentence. I know he was saying don't take any corticosteroids, so no NSAIDs or corticosteroids like prednisone, anything like that. That'll mess up the hormone results. And then when I'm done talking, he'll be back on.
Sorry about all this, guys. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the main thing for the saliva test. And then, like Steve said, just for the one-day panel, we're testing your adrenals, so stop taking any adrenal stuff. Like he mentioned, if you're taking any adaptogenic herbs or granulars or any bioidentical hormones, stop those. But you should be fine in terms of the 28-day panel, as far as I understand it, unless you were to be taking some progesterone creams or something like that. That would definitely screw up the 28-day results. As far as the antifungals and stuff, that really only applies to the stool testing, in my point of view. And I wouldn't stop enzymes. A lot of tests will say to stop enzymes, but you're not getting anything that's testing the enzymes in your stool. So you don't have to worry about that. So I don't stop the betaine HCL or the enzymes or anything like that. I think you just have to stop that the one supplement that you're taking from Metagenics for 5 days. Do the stool test, send them in, and then get back on it, and you should be fine.
Okay. Okay, and how long does the stool testing itself last? Is it over the course of a week, or is it like a one-day thing?
Metamectrix is one sample, and then the 401H from BioHealth is three samples over 3 days, right, Steve?
Yep.
Okay.
So it'd be a total of 8 days, I guess, without it.
Okay. That's a lot for me. That's a lot. It's like, that's what I'm asking, because I have to plan. I have to plan to not have anything else on the books for that time because of that. But yeah. That's okay.
It's a really, really, really good sign that you need to get the testing done.
I wish it was easier.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, that's fine. As long as I know, that's good. Helpful. And another question about when you were talking about high dose. I take vitamin C. What do you guys consider high dose vitamin C? What's dosing for? I just take it because it helps move. I have really, really slow bowel movement. It's just like there's no peristalsis anymore. They think there's some sort of nerve problem, and so I take vitamin C and a lot of magnesium to help that. But I was wondering. It's all sort of decided upon in terms of what the dosage should be. What do you think is a good level?
Vitamin C is a very safe supplement because if you overdose on it, all you're going to do is, like you said, actually flush. The body's response to the overdose will actually just be to cause diarrhea. It'll immediately flush everything in the GI tract. So there's actually like a protocol if anybody becomes extremely constipated. It's like, okay, well, if I don't use the bathroom, I need to go to the hospital or I need to do this enema, then you can do a vitamin C flush, which is literally taking like a gram to 2 grams every 15 minutes until you flush your system. And so you can do that. I've done it. It's a great way to clean your system out, that's for sure. It's not necessarily the most pleasant thing. But as far as high dose vitamin C, it's pretty arbitrary, right? The upper level limits that I've seen on vitamin C are like you can do IV vitamin C at like 100,000 milligrams. So there's no way you're getting that through your tablets. The most I've ever taken through tablets is like 8 grams a day when I was really sick. But I'm not saying, I take 2 to 4 grams a day right now. I'm not sure what you're at.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. 1,000 milligrams of a gram, right? I'm really good at math.
Yeah.
I just take 2 of those at night and then a lot of magnesium. So maybe I'll. So I just because I didn't know how much you could take, so maybe I'll take a little bit more vitamin C and a little less magnesium.
Yeah, play around with it. Either one of those, the side effect of taking too much will be to have instant diarrhea. So you're not gonna.
Well, that's why I take it. It's because it's like there's no otherwise, just nothing happens at all. There's something. That's one of the issues is that there's just like no signals anymore. They don't know why. So.
Well, I can't wait to see those test results because with cases, it's definitely usually a multifactorial issue. And, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Sarah. Awesome. Well, thanks, Sarah, for being with us and everybody else for being on the line. And the next person I have is Angela. She's been waiting very patiently from San Francisco. So, Angela, you're live, and please tell us the one win that you've had over the last 30 days.
Hi, guys. Well, my win actually has to do with finding you guys. I am so excited to have found you guys. My story is that about 8 months ago I started my digestive health coaching business. And the reason I started is because about 8 years ago, I had I healed my IBS, but I had it for about 6 years severely, and it kept getting worse and worse. And I just don't think there was no one to help me. It was a while ago. It's not really the same landscape as there is now. I applaud you for the whole birth control female hormone thing, because that was actually part of my problem. Antibiotics started it, and then that just made it worse, and then other medications and allergy shots as a kid, and so I'm very anti-medication. So I guess my win is finding you guys, because I feel very much like of everyone that I've found out there, you guys really get it and understand it, and have very much the same viewpoints as I do. So it's really wonderful. I'm just really excited to have found you guys as sort of teachers and peers in this. So that's what I'm excited about.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. What I wanted to ask you about is I actually called about the testing, and I was told that they wouldn't be able to even tell me pricing, that I'd have to order it through some sort of licensed practitioner, I guess. I don't know what that means, if it's a doctor or a chiropractor or an acupuncturist. But so they won't let me. I was really actually very interested in taking the adrenal test, because I actually did a version of the SCD diet to heal myself. And I didn't know what it was called. I worked with a nutritionist, and she just put me on this diet, and it was a little bit modified. There are things I couldn't have, like I couldn't have nuts. That was like a big one. But, you know, if I am working with clients, you know, and I can't get a test like this for myself, I'm just wondering how would I go about ordering these for clients? If I'm not a licensed practitioner, and how would I order this for myself?
Okay. That's a great question. And, first of all, like, you know, totally awesome. Congratulations on all the work that you've done to get your health back, because it's such a fight, but, just, you can tell when someone who's been through that journey, just how much their energy comes through. And so I think your energy is really coming through right now. And I hope the other people on the line can totally pick that up too, because that's where they're going to be in a little while too. So,
thanks for saying that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, my viewpoint on this, and then, you know, Jordan, give yours. So the medical, the gatekeepers in the medical community are falling. Every few months, another gatekeeper falls. So we now have direct labs, and we have, a few other companies that are escaping me, so hopefully Jordan remembers them. If not, we'll post them in Inner Circle after the call, where you can go direct to consumer and get these labs done. Before, even last year, you could not get the Metametrics labs. You couldn't get some of these other labs. The gatekeepers, and by that I mean these institutional things, like you can't get a test unless you're licensed, you can't get access unless you have a license, all these issues, they are falling, and they're falling fast, and that's great news for all of us. It presents new opportunities and also new pitfalls for patients everywhere. So Jordan and I have friends in high places, and because of this, the functional medicine training that we've been through, even though we don't have a license, we're able to work with the labs, and we work directly with the labs. You,
okay.
Not having been through our training, will probably not get an account at the labs. However, for Metametrics and Genova, you can go through these third-party websites, order them for yourself and for your clients. There is there's two ways that actually that I know of that you can get biohealth testing done without being a licensed practitioner. The first way is a website called vitaliving.com. I just found them, and I've used them with another client before we had access to the actual labs themselves as practitioners, and they are the first ones, and I don't even know if BioHealth knows they're doing this, but they are currently allowing you to order and ship online, same third-party system, some of the labs, and the labs that they allow are the 201 and the 205 and the 401H. So they don't do the 208, which is the 30-day female panel, but they do the adrenal panels, both the basic and the advanced one. You can also, you know, we can talk offline about this, but Jordan and I are obviously people who are sort of trying to bring down the gatekeepers and allow better access and better health to everyone who's trying to get it. So, you know, if you need access to the tests, and if, you know, this becomes a bigger thing for you in the future, let's, you know, definitely talk offline, and we could probably help you out.
Okay. How much are they? They wouldn't even tell me that. Are they in the $200 range, or?
They all vary. The only one I can think of right now is the 201, we charge $140. You'll see, it's the 401H is like $350-ish, I think. I don't really remember the other ones.
Okay.
The adrenal ones are cheaper than the H stools.
That's actually the one that I would be really interested in doing myself, because since I started my business, I've never been a workaholic before in my life, but I've turned into one because it's my own business and I'm very passionate about this. And I'm feeling like maybe that would be the test that I'd want to take, because I feel like I have a little less energy from just working so hard than I usually do. And one of the nice things about healing myself with the really strict SCD type diet, all I really did was the diet, supplements, and rest, and that's all I did for a year. And I was a new person, also a new body. I never get sick, don't get the flu, haven't gotten one in 8 years. Both my husband and my stepson were sick, coughing on me, didn't get it this time around either. So it's kind of amazing what my immune system has turned into. I was never that girl. I was always the girl who got sick. So it's kind of amazing. I feel like a superhero with my immune system. But I'm starting to lose energy, and I just feel like what really resonated with me is when you were talking about, you know, that having the newborn and feeling like you have even more energy, because that's what happened to me. Started this business, I felt like I've never had so much energy in my life, and it's like less and less and less and less and less. So really be interested in taking that test as well, just personally. So can I just do that through you guys?
Yeah, yep, just send us an email, and we'll get you set up with the lab.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have more questions, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what you're describing is fairly typical of kind of what I was talking about in the video 4 of this month, of kind of like what happens to type A leaders and business people when they're hard chargers. They get so engrossed in changing the world and doing their thing, and that really energizes us, but at the same time, it really, our personality and our ability to help change the world allows us to run our bodies into the ground. And so it definitely sounds like you would benefit from at least making sure this isn't the issue that you have going on.
Yeah, because one of my problems is I'm so tired in the morning. That's really, which is really nothing compared to everything that I went through. It feels like, okay, I can deal with this, but, you know, if I don't have to, it just concerns me that I get so tired in the morning when I wake up after I've slept all night, and I get relatively good sleep, it feels like, but so tired in the morning. But it's always kind of been like that for me. So is that something that the adrenal panel is going to help me figure out? why I'm so tired.
Yep.
In the morning. Great. All right. I'll sign up for that. And I actually also have a question about thyroid health, but I'm just going to hang up and then just get back on because I don't want to take up too much time to let other people ask.
Well, unless someone else hits, if you want to just hold on
me?
A second,
okay.
Let me say, unless someone else wants to hit star two, you are the only one that still has their hand raised. So.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, you go fast, ask your question. We'll do 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'm going to take Diana's question, and then that'll be the call. So,
okay, so the question about the thyroid, as I've actually found that a lot of my clients have a thyroid issue. And I know like a lot of people don't that have gut issues, but that's what I've been attracting. And it's really interesting because that's one of the places where I know the least because I've never had any thyroid issues. And, I know about the adrenals, I know about the liver, and those three pillars are really fascinating. I'd love to hear more about that in, like, in the future circles. I know that the thyroid is part of the hormonal adrenal picture, but I just want to find out, what you guys know about the thyroid in particular. There's been, like, my clients have thyroid cancers, their thyroids are partially taken out, or just there are medications for it. So I'm just wondering what you know about it and what the connection is.
Well, they're definitely all interconnected, and Dr. Kalish is famous for saying that 95% of people who think they have thyroid issues do not have an actual thyroid issue. Only 5% are true thyroid cases, in that when you fix the adrenals and when you fix the gut of 100 people, 95 of them will not display any more thyroid issues. And that's because the feedback mechanisms on the hormone system will drag the thyroid down, because if your feedback mechanisms in the brain are detecting the levels of cortisol, DHEA, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, all of these hormones, and it continues to find out that they're lower than what it wants, it's also going to taper your ability to convert T4 to T3, and it's going to lower your thyroid output just to protect yourself. So I thought that I was hypothyroid. I tried T3. I tried some Armour, and it turned out that I kind of just actually slipped back into a little bit of adrenal fatigue. So I did a quick, short protocol using the bioidentical hormones for 2 months. And came right off all of the thyroid meds, because when I first started them, my numbers all said that I needed them. I started it, I felt like $1 million. But after like 6 weeks of being on it, it was like, it's kind of fading. I don't really understand. So I started up just a really quick bioidentical adrenal program again. And 8 weeks later, I just stopped the thyroid meds cold turkey, and I feel amazing again. So that's just a little anecdote. But I think in general, just based on, what we've learned so far, we haven't done any in-depth thyroid courses, but everything we've learned so far indicates that the majority of people are actually adrenal cases, and they're
so what about,
obviously.
Like, you know what Hashimoto's is, right? Hashimoto's.
Yeah. If you have Hashimoto's, then we're talking about something different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a thyroid case.
Okay.
And that's also, Hashimoto's or Graves, that's clear autoimmune problems. That's a little more complex. What Steve's talking about really is like what Dr. Kalish is mentioning is really hypothyroid or hyperthyroid symptoms, issues. You're not finding antibodies to the thyroid, meaning your body's not attacking your thyroid, things like that. So, those are different cases when you have actual autoimmune condition towards the thyroid.
Yeah, I have clients with all stages of thyroid, and it seems like that's the thing that's coming up. So just trying to learn as much about that as possible. You guys suggest really treating the adrenals, the hormonal system first, if that's really the issue.
If there's autoimmunity there too, obviously, diet, lifestyle supplements, you got to work on, getting the autoimmunity condition, figured out first. So obviously, changing your diet, focusing on your hormone system, the whole hormone system is a good axis. So you can bring the adrenals back up, that might support some of the issues with the thyroid. But if it's autoimmune condition, obviously you got to work on leaky gut and inflammation and balancing the immune system using things like LDN. So it's pretty complex when you get into the autoimmune piece of it.
Okay. What do you say, LBN? Can I ask, just ask you?
Yeah,
what that
check
is?
Out low dose naltrexone is what I was talking about. That can help to modulate the immune system. Check into that. Steve, I think we got time for one more, yeah?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
Angela,
thank you,
we'll
guys.
You're welcome. Angela, I'll make Jordan post the link to the LDN post that he did so that you can have it.
Thank you so much. That's super helpful.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this month. And this will be our last caller. So, Diana, you are back on the line, and you better have something that went right over the last 30 days. Otherwise, I'm not going to answer your question.
Can I steal what she said and that I found you guys? Is that she took the words out of my mouth? How's that?
Okay. Okay.
I am blessed.
We'll take more praise. Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
No, I think.
Okay.
I have two questions. One, if you don't mind posting the info on that Dr. Kalish, I'd be interested in that as well. And secondly, with the organic acids test, I know that you guys spoke about being able to rid your body of all, you know, antifungals and whatever, otherwise you'll make it wreaks havoc on the other systems if you're not getting rid, if your liver is not detoxifying correctly. What numbers, mm-hmm. because I've been on antifungals myself, like the other caller, I've been on a lot of Candida things, I have SIBO, and the list goes on. But how do I know from this organic acids test that my liver is functioning correctly? What numbers am I looking at?
Do you have the test in front of you?
I have a test in front of me. It's not the one that, you know, I had done this test way before. But I guess I'm trying to figure out which system of mine crashed first. I'm thinking it's my adrenals, and ironically enough, that's the only test that I never did. I think I'm always in that fight or flight mode, you know, with the revving heart and all that stuff. And then that makes me, you know, run to the bathroom and I can go diarrhea like instantly just thinking about it. Like, I think my mind is that, you know, powerful. So I definitely believe in a gut-mind connection. But in the meantime, while I'm trying to heal myself, how do I know that my liver is detoxifying, you know, that my body's doing what it needs to do?
There's a detoxification section on the organics acid lab that lists off like 7 metabolites, and it will tell you which percentile you rank in from good to bad. And then it also gives direct recommendations, like maybe you need CoQ10 or maybe you need some more amino acids, something like that. So it's obviously a little hard if I'm not looking at the test.
There's nothing that's actually called that. There's intestinal microbial overgrowth is one section, malabsorption and bacterial markers, oxalate metabolites, glycolic cycle metabolites, not glycolic, I'm sorry, glycosidic, Krebs cycle metabolites, and neurotransmitter metabolites. So I don't know where it's
called. What brand? Is it a Metametrics test or is it a Genova test?
No, it was the Great Plains Laboratory.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're actually right. There's indicators of detoxification, but it's only 3 things. It's pyroglutamic, orotic, and 2-hydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhydroxyhyd Two of them are high. My pyroglutamate from 10 to 33, I'm at a 42. And my O-Rotic, O-R-O-T-I-C, I should be from a 0.06 to a 0.054, and I'm at a 0.59. So I'm high in two of them.
So definitely sounds like you could use some help detoxifying.
Okay,
you know,
so
I'm not,
high means I'm not detoxifying?
High means your system's stressed. It's detoxifying too much. Or it's not, if something's broken, basically, it needs support. If things were in the middle, then status quo is great.
Okay.
But the high readings indicate that either you're not detoxifying enough or you're just overloaded. Your body's overloaded with toxins. In general, it's for all of us, you know, I take liver support. I think for anyone who's in the acute phase of overcoming any of these issues, it's just a good idea. And, you know, I'm pretty nervous about environmental toxins and stuff, and I'm still a little nervous about what I did to my body in college. It's not that long ago for me, so I'm still kind of supporting myself, even though some of my markers aren't high like yours. So I would say just the simplest protocol you can do is, like vitamin C, we talked about that before, do 3 grams a day, and then make sure the vitamin C has bioflavonoids in it. There's lots of different brands out there. Ester C is a great one, and those will help detox. And then couple that with N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC, and do 2 doses of 1,500 milligrams a day.
NAC is another herb?
NAC is it's an amino acid, actually. Well, it's a chelated amino acid, so it's cysteine, which is the amino acid, chelated.
Okay.
So it's a precursor to glutathione.
Okay. So NAC. Do you guys believe in chelation or no?
It's a different type of chelation that you're thinking of. I'm just talking about the way they bond molecules and supplements. But, yes, chelation therapy is different than what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay. So NAC 2000, you said?
Do NAC 1,500 milligrams twice a day and vitamin C 3 grams a day.
Okay. My last question. How do I know what to fix first? Like, I guess, I mean, once I fix the adrenals, will everything else kind of fall into place? I mean, is that how it works? That's where my confusion is. I think I'm kind of chasing my tail. Like, what do I fix?
You definitely want
to... Hey, Steve,
to,
I can jump in here.
Okay.
I think, you know, in general, it depends. If you look back at your history and you feel like your hormone system crashed first before everything else, then that's the great, you know, that's the best place you can start. From there, once you fix one of your body systems and you start to feel better, if you get stuck or you feel like you don't get any better, then there's probably a different system that crashed first. Or there's something you're not seeing, something you're not testing, and then you can start looking at. For example, if you were to work on your adrenals first and you got better, but you still didn't feel like you got that much better, like you have a whole lot better you can go, you might look and see if your liver detoxification system is still crashed. And in this case, you're seeing some signs that it's under stress. So maybe you have heavy metal toxicity problems. Maybe you have some issues with glutathione status. You know, there could be a lot of things going on with your liver detox system. Maybe that's what actually crashed first and you didn't realize it. So adrenals is an easy one to focus on. If you're someone that, like, I went through a really bad divorce with an evil husband and he had a 6-month custody battle and I just was totally crashed after that. And that's when I got sick after that. You know, if you're a case like that, then it's like, yeah, your hormones probably crashed first from that really stressful event. But in a lot of cases with people, it's harder to tell what happened first. If you're somebody who, you know, had some kind of toxic metal thing, like with mercury, for example, it's pretty easy to say, yeah, your liver detox system probably crashed right in this event when you had this encounter with mercury or something. But a lot of times it's not so cut and dry, and you have to try to fix one of the systems first and see how it goes.
See, well, for me, I lost my mother. I gave birth. I had 2 boys within a period of 2 years. And I moved twice and started a new business. So I know my adrenals were shot a long time ago. And
yeah, that's where I'd start first.
It was always very high anxiety. And then from that, it wound up becoming, you know, my IBS, which I always had. But then that got tenfold. And then from there, it was, you know, then I found out that I had candida. And then from candida, it becomes SIBO. Then now I have 50 million allergies that I never had before. Then it's celiac. It's just been a whole tenfold. And I'm like, you know, I got the stool test. This is before I met you both. But I got the stool test not once but twice. I got, you know, the hair sampling. I've gotten, you know, I did the urine detox, whatever, the organic acids test. But I still feel like there's something missing. So I think the adrenal part of it is really why I'm not better. In my heart, I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what it sounds like from the two-second story you gave. I mean, adrenals would be the first place I'd look. So I was.
But I always check. I always check thyroid because so many times my heart would race out of control, and I insisted. I'm like, it's got to be my thyroid. I'm dizzy. I'm this, and they're like, Diana, your thyroid is fine. So no one ever thinks of adrenal. You just think, you know, your heart fluttering and everything is all related to thyroid. Then I got checked for Hashimoto's. That was negative. So this kind of all makes sense now.
Good. Well, thank you for being here, Diana. You asked some really great questions. And I hope that you follow up with us and let us know. If you need some more testing, send us an email and we can work together. But keep following up and let us know. And we'll talk again next month on the Inner Circle Lab Q&A, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Steve, it's been a good show, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. We looks like we came over here a little bit, but I'm cool with that. I had a lot of fun. I think we helped some people, and that the other members of the Inner Circle who didn't make the call live, if they make the call live next month, we'll answer their questions. But I think a lot of what we shared today can be applied to a lot of different cases, you know?
All right, well, let's wrap it up, man.
All right, great. Well, thanks, everyone, for being on the call, and we'll talk to you inside of Facebook. See you there.